Tango Mobile.
M0T.
Good morning, Tom. Starting out to be a beautiful day here. And I'll say we had a sprinkling of rain overnight, just a little bit, so because my car was dotted with dirt drops this morning, you know what I mean?
400s, but I guess Saturday's supposed to be a washout day, Rusty. Is what they're forecasting, and maybe even part of Sunday.
Have any outdoor activities planned either Saturday or Sunday, so I guess I should be good to go on that and everything. So anyway, and I got to run out, do a couple errands, and then go help somebody, meet somebody at church to help load up stuff she's taking on her trip to perform this weekend. She's going to play down at a church down in Clinton, so I got to go help the handbell director load up the bells. And go to get a haircut and then back to, and then go get groceries and back to the house.
Good plan. We are in Taylor's right now, heading west. Got to go over by Greenville Memorial to a doctor's office and see about getting Bernice an epidural in her back. And we're supposed to be there by 10:30. So far, traffic's been pretty good.
Well, there's been traffic on my road, not a whole lot of it, but, you know, it's a typical amount for my road anymore. It's not light like it used to be next to nobody. You know, you'd go in a half hour, an hour without seeing a car go down the road, and now they're about by there about every 10 minutes, so. That's what that is, so. Just went by a house, and they got a pool in the backyard, and I see what looks like a tree growing out of it. Seems like they haven't maintained their pool too well. But, you know, that's the way some people are about things, as they say.
Yeah, I'd say you're pretty accurate on that. Wow. Never heard of that one. I've seen some pretty bad-looking ones. Oh, brother. Well, it is a beautiful day, 73 degrees, and I hope we can find this. Those places are tucked back in there across from the Shriners Children's Hospital, only over to the west of them, and they can be a booger to find back in there. It's just little narrow roads, and they wind around, and then there's very little parking, so you can waste us luck on that one.
Things like that can be like that way. We had some of the places I had to take my sister while I was down in Florida that were on little roads like that. One of those things like you couldn't get there from here. You had to go somewhere else first to be able to get there. So, but we did our thing, got her around, and she's in her therapy, so she's out and about already today. And she had to be somewhere by. I think she had to be somewhere by right now. She's probably in her therapy session right now, so. Anyway, but I'm trying to catch up on errands and get a few things done that I need to get done. And then I'll go from there to see what else I'm going to do today. And got choir rehearsal tonight, getting back into the swing of that, so. Getting in barbershop-wise, getting everything lined up for next Sunday. When we're performing at Artisphere, and next Friday and Saturday, when we're working, doing volunteer hours over there. So, you know, that's the way we do things. And got to move risers to Greenville on Sunday, so that'll take, you know, that Sunday, that'll take care of everything. That's Mother's Day weekend, so I'm going to be busy that weekend.
I'm coming into the shadow of Paris Mountain over here for probably the next 4 or 5 minutes. I'll stop right here. My truck's going its way west from Walmart. And a package from UPS that I have to sign for. And, of course, this doctor's appointment takes precedence over that. I hope they bring it back this afternoon or tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see.
Those things are when you have to sign for something, they don't always bring things back like they're supposed to, so. Well, I'm getting ready. I got to run by the bank, get a dollar or two out, and then got to go by Wally World, pick up some things, and then head over to the church to help load up the equipment over there. Then I'll run back by the house for a little bit. 12:30, I got a haircut appointment scheduled. And after that, I'll buy groceries. So that sounds like what my day is going to be today.
Stay here near Pleasantburg Drive. Can you steal a copy?
It's fine.
You bring it back. I put him a note out there. He always said he tries to deliver that spike because it's express. And it's medication, so we'll see if they do a good job. I tried to change the delivery date, but it's so dang complicated, I couldn't accomplish it. They sent me a text, and there's a link there, so you can change the days. And I logged in, and then from there, it was just a mass confusion, so I never got that done.
You gotta just roll with the punches, as they say, because, you know, you can only do so much, and if you get lost in the process, it doesn't any good to try to do anything after that, because once you do, you're going to screw things up, and then where will you be? And anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull into the bank over here. I got to run, hit the ATM, and then I'm going to head over to Wally World and pick up some items, and then head to the church. So I'm gonna be off the air for a few minutes because once I pull onto this overhang for where the ATM is, I won't get into the repeater. I'll catch up to you later. You and Bernice have a good day and hope the doctor's there, they're able to take care of what she needs. And we'll catch you later. N0TRW2T73's for now.
Okay, Rusty, we're in front of Bob Jones University and it's getting bad. Talk to you later. W2T and 0TR.